Hello, everybody. Happy New Year and welcome to the Positively Healthy Radio Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, your host and owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. It is a new year. Yay. Awesome. And I'm happy to announce a new format and a new addition to the show. Really, really excited. Savannah's looking at me and wondering what the heck's going on. I'm excited to announce my new permanent co-host. My twin sis. Yes.
What?
Yeah, 6 minutes apart.
Hi, everybody.
Who's older?
Yes, I am the older sister, and she will not let me forget it, by the way. Yeah, every time we introduce.
I remind her all the time.
Yeah. She says I'm the old lady. So, holistic health practitioner and owner of Keep Moving with Josie, Josie Celestine, and welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Josie. So she's going to be a lot of fun. She's going to be a lot of our expertise and background for, she doesn't like that word expert, but she is the expert. So
because I feel like we're continually learning and, you know.
Yeah, no, I get that. Totally. So, she's going to help with our healthy nutrition and our healthy exercise and talk about what she's got going on. And I also wanted to say, hi, Savannah, our producer.
Hi.
I almost dropped the dump button.
The dump button that I didn't really need to use, but just saying hi, I thought that was safe, Savannah.
Me too.
Okay. So I've missed seeing your smiley face around.
Only 2 weeks.
Seems longer.
Maybe it has been. I've only been gone for 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year, lady.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and looks like you had a lot of fun skiing in the last 2 weeks or something, right?
Had a blast. Completely pooped out from it, but yeah. I had a blast because I was skiing with my nephew and nieces who are all under the age of 6.
And are they just like hot?
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old nephew, I can take him on black diamonds.
What?
He's incredible.
Okay. And I guess if anyone wants to ski around here, they're going to have to go to Montana, right?
Well, we skied in South Dakota.
Okay.
I went to college in Montana, but my family lives in South Dakota.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So, but either way, we have to go out of the state to ski probably.
Maybe.
It's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And it's, I'm so happy for you to share this day with us.
And I'm happy for this. What's going on here?
Well, today we're going to get to know Josie a little bit, and we're going to talk about some classes that she has, coming up. She's going to talk about her free toddler play group that she's got, which is awesome, I think. Amber's laughing. And free classes for veterans, which I love, and we always support veterans on this show, so, and she's a part of that now. And her Warrior for Health Lunchtime workshop. So we're going to get to know Josie in that area, with her business called Keep Moving with Josie. Let's see here. I also want to introduce our guest to the show today. You may not know who she is yet. You will want to meet her in person for sure. Everybody does. Everyone's so happy to meet her. So many people love her and want her help. She has such great energy and abundance of knowledge, and she's super funny and a pleasure to work with. Her face just makes me laugh even right now. Welcome to the show. She is Healthwise Chiropractic's massage therapist, Amber Foster.
Yay.
Woo! Clapping
Hello,
and bowing.
Everybody.
Yes. I wish you had one of those clapping and bowing buttons. That would be cool. Yeah.
I'll have to get one of those sound effects.
Yeah, that would be awesome because I need it for like so many people, including Amber. So what's going on, Amber? How's your day?
It's going okay.
Yeah, I think you need to get a little bit closer to the mic, but I'm so happy to have you.
I'm hung up on the wheel right now, so I'm like hunched.
Okay. we'll get you comfy here in just a second. So again, if you haven't met Amber yet, you will want to meet her at Healthwise Chiropractic. Our patients love her as our massage therapist. She knows how to work on the issues. She knows how to work on the trigger points. She knows how to make sure you're nice and relaxed for your adjustment. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great massage yesterday.
I know. You had one, Joes.
Yay.
What was up with that? We have 1 minute left, but tell us about your massage. I'm jealous, but actually, I can't be jealous. I get one pretty often, but.
It was really great. Can I have an hour and a half next time instead of an hour?
Scoot a little bit closer to the mic.
Can I have an hour and a half next time instead of an
hour? Of course you can. I don't know. Maybe. Can you handle that, Amber? Of course.
Yeah. I'm done too.
Yeah. That sometimes awesome. People need to. So how'd you feel?
Great.
What?
I didn't know exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, hey, massage around a little bit and figure it out. And she did, and she hit the spots.
Found the spots that you needed. Because you're a mom. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We've got like 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'm a mom.
Yeah, that alone, you need a massage like every day, right?
Yeah. Live in San Francisco with my husband and my son.
Okay.
Group exercise instructor and personal trainer.
Okay, well, we'll talk more on our way back about what Josie's up to and get to know her a lot more. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
To help or learn more, please visit us on the web at ospshasta.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
It is a beautiful day here in Reading and kind of windy today, but I can tell it's going to be warm, and I checked yesterday and today. It looks like it's going to be like 72 here in Reading.
Awesome.
Or be high 60s and low 70s, which is
so good. I was in negative 15 weather for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So now you're thawing out.
Yep.
Yeah. And, hey, we know how to do it here in Shasta County. We have like this 2-day winter. Bam! We get snow, we get cold weather, and then we're done. And then now we're kind of like,
I do like it. I do like seasons a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Well, but, you know.
Well, what have you noticed from that though? Like, guys, like, we're all in the health field. Are people less sick because of that? Do you think? They're outside more, they're able to exercise, they're getting fresh air, they're, maybe not too much vitamin D because of our longitude and latitude, but, I think so. They're nodding their heads, so help me out.
I've noticed a lot more people in San Francisco working out outside.
So okay, let's go back to where Josie's from. So you live in San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay, and keep going. You live with, go ahead.
My husband and my son and our dog McCoy.
Oh, we can't forget McCoy.
McCoy.
Yeah, so, and your son, my nephew.
Almost 3 in about a month.
Okay, so you're busy running around and you're out and about with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so really exciting. Josie's going to be calling in for some of the shows when she's here. She's going to be meeting with us like this week. I'm so spoiled. I've got to hang out with my sis for like 2 weeks now. About, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And she's been hanging out up here with us in Reading with her husband and Rowan, her son, and McCoy. Can't forget McCoy. And so what you said is you've noticed people working out a lot.
Yeah,
over
everyone's
there.
Working out outside. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's sunny, and we happen to live 10 blocks away from the ocean.
I know.
So
Ocean
that's
Beach.
Super nice.
We were there last weekend and the surfers were totally out, which is...
That is so not fair.
I know. She does this to me, Amber.
Yeah, I'll call her when it's 115 here in Reading and be like, hey, I'm hanging out at the beach and it's 70 degrees.
And yeah, I just want to slap her, but... So...
Have to do that a few times.
Yeah,
a year
over the phone slap. Bam! Okay, so... what about you, Amber? Have you noticed people or... They just seem healthier to me.
Yeah, I think it's because everyone's outside exercising and mm-hmm. having fun. Mm-hmm. I got friends who are always out bike riding, doing God knows what. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously we do need the water, yeah, but right. Go ahead.
I haven't noticed the push for vaccinations.
Really?
This year.
Hmm. I always noticed that, but
it just seemed like it kind of slowed down a bit, and I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe people aren't getting as sick. Because of the nice weather, I don't know.
Let's see. Amber, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? So I've introduced Amber. If you're just tuning in, Amber is the massage therapist at Healthwise Chiropractic. And everybody loves her already. She just started with us probably, 2 months ago?
Yeah,
something
I think
like
that's
that.
About
around-ish.
Right.
And, her schedule's packed, but there's room.
There's room. So please come on in, call, make an appointment. Be happy to fit you in.
Yeah, and the way you can make an appointment with Amber is the number at HealthWise is 244-9000. That's 244-9000. And where did you go to school, Amber?
I went to school at New Life Institute of Massage Therapy in Redding, California.
And who's the owner of that again?
Gary... but I think the business is he closed up shop, retired, and moved away.
Okay, yeah, because you've been at this for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed you had a trigger point therapy or an exercise book in your room the other day.
Oh, yeah, massage therapy for athletics,
yeah.
Yes.
Is that, what's your favorite technique or modality or that you like to use in the massage room?
I just take different... stretches and type of work and add it to a lot of certain people, what they do.
Whatever's going on with them.
Pretty much. If they're runners, I'll really stretch out their legs and help with that or their shoulders. And
that's what I like about what we do at HealthWise, and I don't know if it's just that I've sort of created the culture there, but we're not cookie cutter.
No.
You know, it's pretty specialized there, and it's sort of like whatever's going on with you, hey, that's your thing, and we're going to deal with that. I mean, whether a person is pregnant, whether they're an athlete dealing with an injury, or what I call an occupational athlete dealing with an injury, you know, sitting at the desk or at the job and they've lifted something heavy, or they're a nurse that works their 12-hour shifts, you know, we're definitely... specialized for them. So what is your favorite sort of technique that you like to do?
I think I like working on the neck. I like just tractioning and the just it actually relaxes that person.
Love that.
Okay. So she worked on your neck
yesterday. Yeah. Where I was on my back and then she put her fingertips, you know, that one where they put their fingertips under your
occipitals?
Base of your, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I like that. It relaxes me, so why not? I'll try it on people, and it seems to they respond to it quite well.
Well, think about it. A lot of us have this forward anterior head carriage all the time. Amber or Savannah's like, we're looking
posture.
At our computers.
All of a sudden, she straightens up.
Yeah, we're looking at our computers. We're looking on our cell phones. We're driving. We're doing all this sort of thing. So to release some of those capitis muscles right there, they're actually very long. And if you've, you know, ever, if you're a student of anatomy or anything, you've had to do a cadaver lab or anything. I don't know if massage therapists do that.
Yikes,
but
no.
You can actually see that those muscles are very long. They start in the middle part of the back and they attach all the way up to the occiput, the back of the skull of the head.
A stretch I do, I put my forearm underneath the head and the neck and I kind of traction and pull and then I place my hand on that shoulder and just like kind of stand up and raise their head and you can tell sometimes the back raises fully up off the table.
They can't relax their upper body.
And all of a sudden they just relax and it's like, oh, they can feel it all the way down to their tailbone sometimes.
Okay, so we're going to come on back. We've got so much to talk about. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Come on back.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla and Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Reading plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Oh, yes. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show with Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. And, Jose. So,
yes.
Are you, okay, so, okay, if you're just tuning in, don't think I'm throwing my
voice.
Yeah,
it's not.
I'm here person. With my twin sister. We do have the same voice, so.
There's another whole body in here.
Yeah, there is another whole body in here. Can you scoot a little closer?
Okay.
So are you excited about being part of Positively Healthy Radio?
Very excited.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, I'm nervous.
Yeah. But it's fun, huh? It's exhilarating. It reminds me of being in the ring and throwing the hammer in college. So exhilarating. Spinning yeah. around in the ring and then bam. Anyway, I used to throw the hammer in college, if you didn't know or didn't remember that. Okay.
That was funny. Yeah, I remember that.
It was fun because I was so tiny.
Yeah, you're the tiniest little girl out there yeah. throwing a hammer.
Well, they were thinking about making me a decathlete, so that made sense. But hey, when you only have 5 years to play four, you're done after a while. So, and my awesome coach, Ed Burke out of Los Gatos. Yeah. Former Olympic athlete. Okay. So tell us about some of your areas of expertise that you're going to want to share with us, that we talked about last night. Remember?
Oh yeah. Later. Well, everyone's gung ho right now about starting their health program and getting going. And it's January, you know, so later on, I would love to kind of talk about plateaus. Because, you know, it kind of happens to everyone. They may not know it, but it does happen. They're wondering what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. You know, my body's not changing the way it was, you know, a couple months ago. So yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, like they may not be seeing weight loss. They may not be seeing
the toning that they were initially getting when they first started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're going to help them with figuring out how to get through that point. Cause yeah. everyone goes through it. I mean, even bodybuilders, everyone yeah. that's working.
Athletes, everybody. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to talk about that.
Also, talking about stress management.
Ooh, good one. Especially.
Yeah.
All around the year, that's good.
Yeah.
But through the holidays and when people are doing something new and trying new things. Cause there are people that are going to be starting new programs.
Exercise programs.
I've never exercised before.
Yeah.
And that's stressful.
Or they're getting back into the game and they're like, I want to step it up and do something like
insanity. Oh yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Okay. I'll talk about me. Yes. I'm getting back into the game, but Josie and Amber, new friends here, I didn't know this, but Amber's an insanity queen.
I wouldn't say that. I only tried it for 2 weeks and it hurt my knee.
Oh. So I've been doing insanity. This is Josie, by the way.
Okay.
I've been doing insanity for about a year and a half now. And
you have changed. Your body has really,
it's really helped, you know, cause Rowan's only three. So, it was great just after pregnancy and losing that. And
I think what worked for you, Jos, is that you were able to have something at home. You didn't have to go out anywhere.
Exactly. And then when I come here, I can just grab the CDs, work out at the house and not have to worry about, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if it's 115 and.
Oh yeah.
You can't really work out during that time.
Some people do and I don't know how they do it, but, okay, so, and then the other thing that we liked about it was that you didn't have equipment.
And I love that.
You were using your own body weight and still, even with that, you've created a lot of changes. And then now, Josie and Amber are totally into the new, what is it called?
T25.
Yeah, T25. It's just 25 minute workout. It focuses on certain parts and it's a good workout. I mean, you're pouring with sweat and I like it.
So I like to steal ideas too from
season. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. As an instructor, you like to borrow from different people and learn from, I mean, we all do that, like chiropractors and massage therapists. Borrow a move that works on some people.
Like that one. Or, with that, you can create different modifications too for other people. That's kind of really what I like to emphasize in is, modification for maybe the active older adult or, like you said, people just getting
pregnancy.
Back. Yeah, people getting back into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was another thing that you were going to talk about.
Pregnancy.
Pregnancy, yeah.
Working out pre, during, and post-pregnancy.
That'll be a good show. So, yeah. So today's show, if you haven't, you know, been able to tell, this is an overview of what we're going to talk about throughout the year. Josie Celestinen, my new permanent co-host for Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, twins talk health, I think, right? That's what we're going to be doing here. And for updated information, what you can do is go to our Facebook, group page and, we'll go ahead and get that out there, soon. All you have to do is actually type in Twins Talk Health and you'll be able to get everything that we talked about during the show. You'll be able to get, workouts, suggestions. It's going to be a resource page. Go ahead, Joe.
Can we talk about the challenge?
Ooh, you want to talk about that right now? Yay. Let's wait. I wanted to talk about how much more time do we have?
2 minutes.
Okay.
We can at least introduce it.
Well, I wanted to talk about your Warrior for Health lunchtime workshop, the format of that. So Josie is from San Francisco. Her business, keepmovingwithjosie.com, is in San Francisco in what district?
In the Sunset District is kind of where I'm doing the main part of my business at the Sunset Movement Arts Studio off of Terravelle and 27th Avenue.
And I love this workshop that you created. Why don't you tell us about it?
Basically, they get an hour and a half every Wednesday. And starting at around 11 to 12:30. And they get a workout. They get nutritional support. We're going to have a peer motivational period to see what works. What is working for each individual. And then toward the end, we'll work on stress management. And maybe do some guided imagery, different ideas like that.
For the stress management part?
Correct.
Oh, that's cool. So the peer time, what's that about? Is that just sort of support
for each other? Yeah, for each other in the group. People kind of like that, I think. They want to see, okay, what's working with you? What's working for you? What's not working for you? Maybe other people have ideas for each other.
Of how they got through something. Okay, and how long is that program?
It's 12 sessions long.
Or workshop, sorry.
It's 12 sessions long every Wednesday for about an hour and a half.
Okay, and when does it start again, the next one?
On Rowan's birthday, February 5th, 2014.
Okay, so February 5th, 2014, if you're in the Sunset District in San Francisco and you need a lunchtime workout to do, this is a great one. It's really comprehensive. You're going to get a workout, overall nutrition, support, peer help, guided imagery for stress. And we're going to go to commercial and we'll be back. Positively Healthy Show, Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan.
Should all acquaintance
2013 is history, and 2014 is upon us. I am Dan Fagan. Join me 3 to 6 weekday afternoons starting January 6th on KCNR AM 1460. 2014 is going to be an amazing year full of promise.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas and my new co-host, Josie Celestinen.
Hi, everybody.
So excited to get to know her. I actually know her, like, the back of my hand. You know, we kind of share some DNA, so that helps.
In the womb.
Yeah, we shared an amniotic sac.
Share the same DNA.
She took a lot of food from me, I think.
Yeah, because Maria came out white, and I was brown.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of...
The iron,
yeah, something.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It was crazy. Looking back at the pictures, kind of funny. Anyway, tell us, okay, keepmovingwithjosie.com is your website.
Correct.
Love it. Keepmovingwithjosie.com. Tell us about your business and what made you want to get into personal training and group exercise? When did that start? Cause I know I was so busy in school,
I got a job with YMCA.
Okay.
And in San Francisco, the Richmond District. And because it's kind of funny, I was for 10 years before that, I was a California field archaeologist. And so that just kind of didn't go with settling down and having a family.
When you go to
traveling throughout California.
When you go to Josie's website, you'll read more about her. And she has her degree in anthropology with a minor in arc? Or
no.
What is it?
There's no minor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You had an emphasis in archaeology.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, so that's why I thought, you know, I saw this change happening to where you're going more into the health field and fitness and that sort of movement, and you've just, got bit by the bug and you ran with it, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And just working in that environment, working at the Y, starting to teach. Actually, I was literally thrown into teaching. I wasn't quite an instructor yet, and one of my supervisors was like, hey, you need to get in there and do something, because somebody didn't show up. So I was like, oh, okay. I don't know anything about yoga, but I'll teach them foam rolling.
Oh, that's perfect.
So I taught everybody foam rolling. It was new to a lot of people, and they were like, cool, this is great. So I was like, oh, they actually kind of like me.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, when I used to teach spin, they hate you, but they like you.
Yeah.
So you get all these stares back at, or mad that you're making them, you know, do this long climb for like 4 minutes. But anyway, and then they love you afterwards. So that's always funny. What are you certified in right now?
I'm a certified holistic health practitioner, certified NASM personal trainer, National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Oh, okay.
What else do I have out there? Oh, you have
a rock tape.
Your PT aid. Yeah, that's true. I always forget about that one. And you know the rock tape certification.
Yes.
We're both certified in rock tape. That's fun.
Yep.
So Josie had her debut performance not on radio, but helping me this year over at Whiskeytown Relays, where she really got to shine. And we set up sort of like at Whiskeytown Relays, which we're usually at every year, Healthwise Chiropractic is anyway. And we set up like almost stations, right? We had a massage therapist, which that'll be you this year, Amber. Get ready, sister. It's a long day.
Yes,
fun.
It's a long, hard day.
We work with a lot of fun people. So it's a station of a massage therapy. I have my chiropractic table out there. Josie had mats out.
Yeah, and I did assisted stretching.
Josie helped with assisted stretching, foam rolling, and
I guess
PNF.
I guess ice if they needed it.
Oh, yeah. And then you were using some topicals if they needed it, too. Yeah. So it's sort of like everyone got to get something from somebody, or all three if we weren't busy at that moment. That was fun, huh, Joes?
Yeah, they were loving it, and it was great.
Did you like the whole Whiskeytown Relays format?
Yeah.
Everyone in their costumes running?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
It was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, you're from San Francisco, so anything goes over there. Nothing should surprise you,
no,
right?
No.
Because all of a sudden you could be, I don't know, you could be looking out the window on any given weekend and see something going.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was trying to keep it clean because it's, you know, only the 10 o'clock hour, you know. But we could talk for days on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you do for your fitness right now, and what's your favorite workout right now? Because it always changes,
workout.
Right?
Yeah, it kind of depends. It's day to day, how I'm feeling that day. Am I going to throw in that insanity workout CD, or, you know, am
you're
I just
take a class?
Yeah, or am I just teaching that day? Sometimes I have to teach two classes a day, and you're like, I'm not gonna get my own workout in. You know, that's pretty much good for the day.
Yeah.
And then what I really like doing is doing kind of a mixture of Pilates and a yoga type thing that I just kind of make up for myself.
Okay, for elongating the spine and really
the muscles, the muscles, and those are the workouts that I really like because they're very low impact.
Yeah, and so if you're just tuning in right now, this is the Positively Healthy Show. My new permanent co-host, so excited, my twin sister, Josie Salas-Tynan, owner of KeepMovingWithJosie.com. You can get a hold of her there if you had any questions. What's so cool about this show is we're streaming KCNR1460.com. So you'll be able to, clients will be able to hear the show as well anytime, Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 as Twins Talk Health, right? Every Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Sounds like Josie's gonna be calling in a lot of the times and we'll be Skyping just like some other shows do. Sounds really good still, by the way. And, also when she's here, she'll go ahead and kick it with me in the studio.
Yep, should be fun.
I know.
Super excited.
Super excited too, so. Yeah, we do say some of the same phrases, but don't get confused. So again, keepmovingwithjosie.com. We have many more questions for you, Joes. How much time do we have, Savannah? Like 1 minute left. So, let's see if we can find a quick one. Oh.
So some new classes that I'm going to be teaching. Actually, one of them's not new. It's just, I'm kind of getting back into it again, is cardio kickboxing.
Ooh, everybody loves that.
A lot of people
Amber's
love that.
Nodding,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to
Amber
take
wished
that.
I was up here so she could take my class. But what I like to do is, you know, it can be low impact. You could step it up if you wanted to. You could take it down a notch.
Yeah, you make it your own class.
Through
you
modification.
Can do that
day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I like about you. You're going to emphasize this year and throughout the show is different modifications. And on our Facebook page, Twins Talk Health, modifications and ideas for, I mean, cardio kickboxing and stretches.
People
and
with knee
strength
issues.
Strength training.
People with hip issues. You know, maybe they're getting back into it and they can't quite do that hop, but they can do a modification of the movement. And, yeah, I'll show them how to
even
do that.
Even down to a push-up, right? Okay, so this is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and with
Josie Salastainen. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please come on back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas with my new co-host, Josie Salastainen, and we are Twins Talk Health Show, and we're having fun today, huh, Jos?
Hi, guys. Yes.
Yes. And so we were just talking about KeepMovingWithJosie.com, and now we're going to sort of switch over to HealthWise Chiropractic and talk to Amber a little bit again. Speaking of stress management and relaxation, I just wanted to chat with you a little bit, Amber, about, I don't know, maybe a personal experience for you. How has massage and chiropractic helped you in your life?
Well, I think it came from when almost 10 years ago, I was in a motor vehicle accident. And I was getting massages a couple times a week and chiropractic. And I think for me, still working at the office, just getting massages, it really helped me to get through the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And oh, yeah. Hey, if you've had an injury, if you've been in a motor vehicle accident, sometimes you're still working.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on your feet.
I went in the next day after the accident. I don't know how I made it through that day. Because I was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. To this day, I do not know how I made it. But like I said, you know, massage and work through it and the deep tissue that I had, the adjustments to my neck and upper back, that it really helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times what people are going through is a sprained strain.
Yeah. A lot of inflammation.
Spraining the ligaments, straining the muscles.
Spasms and... Yeah, massage is probably the only way to go to get through the accident.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember a story, or can you tell us a story about, obviously you don't have to give names, but for someone that you think that you helped, or they really came to you and they said, oh my gosh, you really helped me get through this issue or incident or accident? Or
well, there was a couple people. Like I had one guy, he came in, it was post-op knee replacement. And I worked with him for a couple times a week for full hours, just stretching his leg and his knee. And it was amazement. He can bend it full range. The doctors were shocked. I mean, I actually had a couple patients like that. One doctor, he told the guy, you're not going to get full range. You know, mm-hmm. I highly doubt it. And after a month or so working with him, the doctor was amazed that he can bend his knee fully back.
Well, probably some of the reasons why a doctor might say that is because people don't have access to services like yours or stretching, or they don't think it's important enough to and they don't have the education to know that they can get back to something similar that they were before. And so for him having your service, they were able to get their function back, right?
Oh, yeah. Their structure and function. I still see him out and about, and he'll pat me on the back saying, thank you so much, you know.
Oh,
and
that's sweet.
That was the other guy, too, and he's like, he's told all his other friends, you know, if you do get the total knee, go see Amber, you know. Mm-hmm. She'll get you back where you need to.
And there's hope.
Oh, yeah. There's hope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And so that's cool that you astonished that doctor too. That surgeon, whoever. So, cool. Do you have another story like that? Or I know you probably have a gazillion.
I got a gazillion.
Yeah.
There's a few that stand out. Like there was a older patient. She came in basically with a walker, sometimes in a wheelchair. And after a month, she was walking by herself.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. Her low back, hips were killing her, and she was up and walking.
Yeah, I always say whenever you can help someone, do even just some of those, what we might think are the basic things, but help with any kind of mobility or help with their activities of daily living, being able to get up, walk around their home, or you can help them breathe with a chiropractic adjustment. Or you help with digestion. Those little things make you feel so much better. You mm-hmm. can go throughout your day. You can actually make it through a hard day's work. You can make it through emotional stresses in your life better. Hey, we're bound to get, asked to, you know, like one time someone said, Dr. Maria, will you marry me? Right after I adjusted them. I thought it was hilarious. Oh. But
I've made a couple men cry, and they said, meet me in the parking lot. I'm going to beat you up. I went, okay, no.
And then after, they totally loved what you did because it helped them. Yeah. Anyway, so that's hilarious. But, okay, so if you want to make an appointment with Amber, obviously call 244-9000. That's the number to HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, and you can even if you just want to chat with Amber and talk with me and see how we could help you, we'll go ahead and sit with you for, you know, a consultation and see if we can even help you first. And then you can, make a decision as to, you know, coming on board. So let's see, Amber, what else here? Okay. Josie, you had your massage. You told us how that went. I think you had a question for Amber too.
Yes.
Which comes up a lot in our office.
And we
by
know the
way.
Importance of this. Mm-hmm. We understand. But maybe you can explain a little bit. You know, the importance of drinking water after.
Oh, yeah.
Even with chiropractic and massage, acupressure, mm-hmm. puncture.
In massage and chiropractic, when I give a massage, you know, I work on those knots and all that. I just drew a brain.
Yeah, part. Knots, trigger points.
Yeah, whatever. Trigger points and that. Lactic acid, there it is. Mm-hmm. I found it.
Mm-hmm. There was a little buildup there.
It was a little buildup in my head. And
well, not only lactic acid, but, I mean, just other toxins.
It's other toxins. Yeah. And when that's released in your system, you can not feel so good. And so that's why we, really push drink water to mm-hmm. flush it out.
Mm-hmm. Because you're bringing it all up to the surface, right, Amber,
exactly.
with the blood flow that you're creating. And, all of that process is good. You know, an inflammatory process isn't always bad. Sometimes we need that to mm-hmm. get through a healing situation.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And if you've got a pain cycle going or an inflammatory cycle going and you get in a chiropractic adjustment or you get a massage, you almost sort of restart that engine or that cycle and it's weird, but it helps cut it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always tell the patients, hey, if you don't want to feel like you got hit by a train, you got it. And we start with the water from the water store, that we get down the street. We have that in our office. So it's alkalized and oxygenated water. It's really good in our office. So you're going to be drinking that throughout the time that you're there. And then, you know, once you leave our office, you got to really make sure that your electrolytes are, you know, up and that you're drinking a lot of water.
Some people don't always like water, have tea.
Oh, herbal teas are great, like the decaffeinated ones mm-hmm. or different things like that.
I always put like a lemon wedge in my water. It always tasted great.
Ooh, those are good too. Let's see here. I think we've got a few seconds left, but it's funny. Someone's calling me on my cell phone right now, and I don't know if I should answer it or not. Probably won't because it's impolite, but sometimes I think they're calling for the show.
Yeah.
So I'll just wait on that.
Could check the message.
Yeah, I'll check the message and see if they had a question for us. So anyways, drinking a lot of water is good. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas with my co-host Josie Salas-Tynan and our guest today, Amber Foster, our massage therapist at Healthwise Chiropractic. Please come on back. We've got a lot more to talk about.
Hi, this is Don Shulman. Every Sunday morning from 10 to 12, we have a great time. You can join in and just listen in.
Oh, my God, are you Don Shulman?
Yes.
Ooh, you're sexy.
I was 25 years ago. Who is this?
This is Pure Romance by Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. You've made my year. Be sure to listen in every Sunday from 10 to 12. We'll get more people like Danielle calling in.
Ooh, can't wait.
This is Ben Serple here. I am the Associate Youth Pastor at Bethel Church. Part of my job is I'm often around teenagers. I think one of the biggest things that they need and they're looking for is just someone to believe in them. And just recently, I sat in a room about 40 to 50 adults. We just talked about different stories from our lives, and the predominant theme in their stories really was that someone in their teenage years came alongside them and just believed in them. And just the impact that had in their adult years was just astronomical. If you're hearing this broadcast today, if there are teenagers around you, just remind them today that you really are for them, that you love them, and they really can accomplish their dreams.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Welcome back to the show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and we have Twins Talk Health here today. Josie Salas-Tynan, my new co-host. So excited
Hi.
About that you're here. And that one time I didn't add the Tynan part, but sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
I'm married.
Yeah. So I think we were going to – okay, just in case anybody was wondering who that call was, it wasn't a call-in, but – I ordered a new kennel for my dog last night. So
yeah.
That was a cool little store.
Keeps running away and we need to
In the Sunset Plaza over on Eureka Way in Bonaventura is that new pet store. It's super cute. Sarah was such an awesome help. And what I like about
Great
customer service, Sarah. Totally. I would hire her in a second on any given day. She, cute, redhead, tall.
Pretty blue eyes.
Beautiful. They support, Canine Car and Canine King. For Reading, Canine.
Yeah.
Reading Police Department, the Canine unit over there. And so does Healthwise Chiropractic supports, the Reading, Canine unit. And so we had that in common. And of course we all love dogs here in this room. So, anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that just in case you were wondering what that call was. But anyway, let's get back to Positively Healthy Radio Show. And, we were talking about, our new program coming up. Josie, you want to touch on it?
Our 30-day challenge.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So Josie and I, go ahead, Jos.
You wanna? Do you want me to list the challenges?
Okay, well, let's give them a little backdrop about it. Okay, so for the show, Josie and I are creating 12 of them, 12 30-day challenges for our listeners, our chat room. You know, that's so full right now, Savannah, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we gotta invite people on, right? So, if you ever have any questions for the show, it's 605-4567 and we can help you, you know, answer your questions or direct you. But also, our chat line is open and you can get on kcnr1460.com and enter the chat room and ask us questions there if you're shy and you don't want to ask questions. But, and also for our clients. So this month, picking some that are near and dear to me, meaning I need to work on them myself, which is a few that we came up with last night. Some of the challenges are we're going to do three.
Yeah. The first one, finishing up with any dinner or food by about 7 p.m.
Okay. And why would that be important?
Yes, Dr. Salas, why would that be?
Oh,
important?
Did you just switch on me?
I think she just did.
Yeah. So anyways, I need to work on that because there are a lot of times that my household gets very busy and we are eating by 9 sometimes. And I really want to work on that. Finish being done, eating by 7. My stomach has time to digest food before I go to sleep. Definitely if you're at all dealing with any kind of acid reflux or if you're trying to lose weight and you're really trying to balance out your hormones, you want to make sure that you're done by 7. And if you need to have snacks or something that makes you feel full in the evening, I suggest tea, herbal tea, the Arbonne herbal detox tea, especially adding a little bit of fiber in it can help make you feel that full feeling that you might think you want. Go ahead, Jess.
Your digestion plus.
Digestion Plus, definitely the Arbonne product that helps with your digestion. That would be, has a prebiotic, a probiotic, and a digestive enzyme, something that you can have with dinner, you know, at 7, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So second one?
Second one, go ahead.
20 minutes a day of relaxation or turning on the parasympathetics by meditating, prayer, contemplation, guided imagery. Those are some ideas.
Okay, we've got just a few minutes left, so we need to finish here. So the third one, and all these challenges are going to be on Twins Talk Health on Facebook. All you have to do is type that in, Twins Talk Health. You'll be able to come up with these. So the third one, drink more water.
Yay.
Okay, not a surprise here. Everyone in my office will know that I would probably have that on one of the challenges.
Don't worry about paying everybody.
Yeah. And yet, you know who says that the most are my nurses, my teachers, and probably like people that work at banks, the cash register, people they can't always
be on for several
hours.
Yeah,
they have to be on, and they can't, you know, take a break sometimes. I believe you're allowed to go to the restroom to go potty, so drink more water. And then the little rule that we like to follow is your weight divided by 2 are the ounces you should be drinking. So again, go to Facebook and go to Twins Talk Health for updates, information and challenges and accountability. Yeah, we're going to be accountable. So
those are pretty easy too.
They're kind of easy. We've got 2 minutes left. I want to finish up here. Thank you so much, Amber, for joining us today. You've been a delight to have in the office. You're hilarious. I don't feel like I'm walking on eggshells with you. I feel like I can walk in and we're joking and laughing the whole time. And
it's fun.
She's totally a non-judgmental person, you know? So everyone is happy to be with her. Okay.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah. And hey, hopefully you'll come back soon, but
maybe. Just kidding.
Okay, that's how you are. Okay, so 244-9000.
I'll be pushing that.
244-9000 to make an appointment, a massage appointment with Amber at Healthwise Chiropractic, definitely. And then, yay, again, I'm so excited for Twins Talk Health Radio coming up here soon and Josie Celestinen as my new co-host. And keepmovingwithjosie.com is her website. And what did you think about today, Josie? We got a minute left.
It was fun. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so fun, but not too, like, nerve-wracking, right? Yeah, a little bit. Anyway. It's so funny because Josie was the shy twin, right, growing up. But now I think teaching and...
I tell everybody I didn't really talk until I was 30.
Okay. But anyways, it's going to be fun year, you guys, and I really want you to listen. We are on the first, third, and fourth Saturday now, Positively Healthy Radio, soon to be Twins Talk Health. And again, go to Facebook to check out any information at Twins Talk Health. Thank you so much, Savannah. Thank you. See you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds alrighty. Good. Stay tuned.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama says many Americans rely on unemployment benefits as their only income when looking for a job.
We make this promise to one another because it makes a difference to a mother who needs help feeding her kids while she's looking for work. It makes a difference to a father who needs help paying the rent while learning the skills to get a new and better job.
For the Republicans, it was Congressman Greg Harper who said the Senate should follow the House and pass his bill that would further fund childhood cancer research.
This bipartisan legislation directs much-needed resources to pediatric research at the National Institutes of Health. We do this using taxpayer dollars currently set aside for political party conventions.
Also at SRNews.com, the San Francisco 49ers and Green Bay Packers could play the coldest NFL game ever tomorrow night.
The game up there in Green Bay, we could see temperatures at game time near zero or even possibly.